This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Today, Mount Carmel released a statement on its investigation into Dr. William Husel, the doctor accused of giving excessive doses of pain medication to dozens of patients who subsequently died. The health system says he continued to work after an internal investigation began, and three patients died after receiving excessive doses of fentanyl before he was removed. WOSU's Paige Flager has more on today's announcement and other news on the case. Paige, what did the statement from the hospital say?
Yeah, so there were three main takeaways from the statement from Mount Carmel today. One, the number of patients impacted by Husel grew from 27, which was what they reported last week, to 34, and they said they expect that number to continue to grow. Secondly, they admitted that between the first report that they received about Husel's actions and from the time that he was removed from patient care, there were three people who died under his care. And the third, which I think is potentially the most important and impactful, is for the first time, the hospital is kind of casting doubt on whether or not Husel really exhausted all of the options to try and save the patients involved before he ordered the fentanyl.
Let's dig a little bit more into that second point. This internal investigation happened, it seems like, at the tail end of last year. Can you give us a better concept of the timeline?
Yeah, so the timeline that Mount Carmel came out with today, they kind of laid out, was that on October 25th, they received a complaint about William Husel. On November 19th, there was another complaint. On November 20th, we just learned that there was another death on November 20th. So, and I just learned that from lawyers at a press conference today. And then November 21st, so the following day, there's a third complaint and the hospital removes Husel from patient care. Now that date, November 21st, is really important because basically the hospital is admitting that we kind of were first aware October 25th and we didn't take him off of the floor of the hospital until November 21st. And in that period of time, they say at least three patients died under his care. So they said, and I quote, "We should have begun a more expedited process to investigate."
Now the hospital is expanding its investigation to look into his motives more closely. What's that about?
So originally, the hospital came out and said all 27 patients that they knew of were all near death and that all of the families had requested that life-saving measures be stopped. Now, today, they said, "We are investigating whether Husel ordered doses of medications when there was still an opportunity to explore if there were reversible causes of patients' immediate conditions." So that indicates to me that basically they aren't sure if these patients were actually all really near death or if Husel actually did everything he could to save them before he gave them the fentanyl.
State Attorney General Dave Yost also weighed in on this case today. What's the news there?
Yeah, so Yost spoke out today, sent out a press release, and said with very colorful language, "It looks like we may have a killer with a medical license and access to fentanyl on the loose." So he's requesting that the state medical board kind of suspend Husel's license immediately. I reached out to the state medical board once we found out this statement from Yost, and they said that they're working hand in hand with Yost on the investigation, and they can't comment further.
There have been multiple lawsuits filed on this matter specifically. It's obviously a developing situation.
Exactly, yeah. As of right now, there are four lawsuits that are filed on behalf of four of the patients that died under Husel's care. And a lawyer, Gerald Leesburg, announced today that he will be filing, by the end of the day, two more lawsuits. But those are civil lawsuits. Those are not criminal lawsuits. That sort of thing would come down from the Franklin County prosecutor, who is also investigating.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Claire.